Joining us right now to talk about the Chip Kelly firing his former Eagles linebacker released just a month ago during Thanksgiving week by the Eagles. That's Emmanuel Acho. Emmanuel, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Get out of here. You're fired.
You know what? Question is wrong.
Close enough.
Not close enough.
I would have gotten Acho, but I knew he was released.
You said a bad player.
I had to play the audio anyway. It was close enough.
It was not close enough. It's misleading.
Yeah, you know, I got it with it being misleading. I had forgotten he'd been released. But you're right about that, Bogus.
That's misleading.
You're right. It is.
Come on. You suck at this.
I'm going back to the bathroom.
Take him with you.
But he's still technically correct on the rundown.
No, it's not. That is wrong.
He was a Philadelphia Eagle. Yeah, he joined us during the season.
Oh, no.
No, the question was, what active Eagle came on during the season?
I only Mr. Perfect. Oh,
yeah. I'm not Mr. Perfect, but I know how to phrase a question.
Everything's grammatically correct.
When you're over 30, correct grammar and you're a broadcaster is helpful. Maybe you could host with Greg next week if you could actually form a sentence and say it confidently.
I could do a better job than you, Boger.
Do it. Neither one of us is allowed to work next week, so apparently neither one of us.
I hope you go with him.
I'd love to go with him.
Me too, to be honest.
That bogus mocking voice vaulted itself into the top three moments of the show's history immediately. What was that?
That was my Andrew.
That was me.
How does that come out of you? I've never heard you do a voice ever, and that just flowed out of you.
Maybe I've done it before.
I mean, that is a... Talk about pent-up anger.
Yeah.
I mean, you really let loose on that one.
You're still wrong.
Yeah, I still win. Yeah. Pete, how many times have you heard that voice just between the two of you during the show?
That voice?
Yeah.
Not as pronounced like that. That was unbelievable.
It wasn't a good impersonation. It was just a mocking voice.